This is Like Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Each day we see the rise of confirmed COVID-19 cases as places across the globe work to treat and respond to the novel coronavirus pandemic. And it's not just global cities that are at risk for things like SARS, H1N1, or even COVID-19, but also all of the secondary cities and urban hubs such as Milwaukee. We've seen mandates and efforts passed both on the federal and state level, but cities also play a large part in preparing for, mitigating, and adapting to pandemics. Paul Biedritsky is the former Director of Disease Control and Environmental Health for the City of Milwaukee. His work with the city included preparing for and responding to everything from Cryptosporidium to H1N1. And while no two viruses are the same, Biedritsky says that existing action plans for pandemics can help establish protocols to help ensure the health of city populations. He joined me by phone as we all practice social distancing, and he starts with his reaction to the federal government's response to coronavirus.
Well, I think the federal government has really, in the last few days, stepped up their game with the declaration of a national emergency and really a lot of messaging now flowing from at least the federal health officials on how to, again, respond to the pandemic. I think it's improved, but I do think we're out of the gate a little late, perhaps by a couple of weeks, since the first case was detected on the West Coast almost a month ago.
Do you feel there's one country or other place in particular that has been a good example on trying to follow or stay ahead of the curve? You mentioned we're a few weeks behind.
Yeah, well, I think China has really improved, again, their response efforts in ways that have curbed the spread of disease significantly. I know other countries, Japan, South Korea, Italy, have large outbreaks. I think there have been some successes, but I think many of these countries are struggling to keep up with the growing number of cases and containing the spread of infection in their communities.
You have previously worked on other viruses and pandemics, such as the H1N1 response. But do you feel like resources put into planning for these, whether it's H1N1 or other past ones, you know, just kind of get filed away or forgotten? Do you feel like people are starting from scratch to respond to every new virus? Not that all viruses are the same by any means, but that some of these lessons can be transferred over and preparedness always in place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we put a lot of resources, by we, I mean the federal government, state and local government, in particular public health agencies, in preparing for pandemic influenza episodes going way back to 2005 when H5N1 was on our radar, and of course, followed by the 2009 H1N1 swine flu pandemic. I think there were lots of resources, a lot of planning, a lot of preparedness. Partnerships formed in the community, both vertically and horizontally, to prepare for these events. And I do think some of that has been lost over time. I think there has been a certain level of complacency that has set in, not only with government agencies, but with the public in general.
How does that make you feel? Because you put a lot of work and effort into helping people prepare for and respond.
Yeah, I am a little discouraged. Again, there was a lot of time and resources, not only by myself and by the Milwaukee Health Department, by many, many other government agencies and community partners in preparing for a pandemic and exercising those plans and then refining them, along with lessons learned even from the H1N1 pandemic, which was far milder than we anticipated, but nevertheless had a tremendous impact on economic and social activity within communities.
So what is currently known about the epidemiology of COVID-19 that people are trying to respond to right now?
Yeah, so there's not, a full understanding of the transmissibility, the vulnerability profile, or the virulence of this new microbe. There's also limited information on environmental surfaces and cleaning of those surfaces that may be critical to the transmission of virus in communities. We do know that this is a virus that is easily spread, as easily as flu, if not more, within communities. So person-to-person transmission and most likely environmental surface transmission is occurring even as we speak. We know that the most vulnerable right now at this phase in the pandemic appears to be older individuals. It tends to skew older, and those individuals with what we refer to as comorbidities or underlying medical conditions seem to be most at risk. But there are a smattering of younger individuals with no underlying health conditions that are also equally vulnerable. The transmissibility, again, is very, very critical. We're at that phase in the pandemic where the number of cases will grow exponentially over the coming weeks as we reach the peak of what we refer to as the epidemic curve. So it's incredibly important to aggressively implement and pursue social distancing within the community to really lessen or reduce the steepness of that curve and buy us some time, as well as preserve healthcare capacity within our communities.
We here locally, other people around the country, the world, they can see where things are the worst. But as Milwaukee and Wisconsin learn more, have more confirmed cases, what are their current actions right now? And do you think there's anything missing from current actions being taken?
Well, I think there's a number of things that probably are in place, but I'm not sure have been fully realized. For example, again, the monitoring and assurance of hospital and acute care capacity, as well as practice of good infection control, is paramount, again, at this point in the epidemic, as well as assuring first responder safety and health. And by that, I mean the EMTs or the ED clinicians and staff that are on the front line to see potential coronavirus infections. I think testing capacity also is still very limited, especially for those with no insurance or those that are underinsured, as well as defining who needs to get tested immediately versus those that can wait. I'm not sure that there has been really hotlines or resources set up in the community for social service referrals for people that might be homebound, for example, or those that require mental health resources or services, which are incredibly important during these types of events. And then I haven't heard a lot about homeless and transient population care within our community. And I think that's, again, a very important piece that needs to be addressed sooner than later as we move through this pandemic curve.
Right. And typically, do city officials meet with businesses and nonprofit stakeholders to discuss implementation to make sure that, there's a continuation of business operations? I mean, many businesses are closing and shutting down as a precaution. But what is the city of Milwaukee's role in checking in with vital organizations throughout the city?
Well, I think that's really, really an important part. Part of pandemic flu planning when I was at the city of Milwaukee included really attention to business continuity of operations that involved the whole of community. You mentioned government, nonprofits, and private sector, which certainly will be impacted. So I would think that there would be, again, a sharing of information and what we call situational awareness regarding the pandemic as it progresses through its various phases to ensure that there was good continuity of operations within the community, again, to build what we refer to as resiliency, both economic and social resiliency within a community. That goes a long way in terms of expediting recovery, because eventually the pandemic will be over and recovery operations are much smoother when you have, again, good continuity of operations through various phases of a pandemic.
In your opinion, what does economic and social resiliency look like in these stages? Because right now, as we are talking, people are seeing the measures being taken, working from home, or perhaps not even be able to work at all. So what is your wider perspective on that?
Yeah, so I think this means, again, good information sharing across all sectors of the community regarding the epidemiology of disease, the effectiveness of social distancing measures that are being recommended, and the sharing of resources. The private sector in particular has many resources that can be brought to bear in assuring community continuity of operations and resiliency to ensure an effective response. And by that, I mean where we minimize the impact on the health of the population, which of course is tied to, again, the economic and social resiliency of a community.
Right. There's also the added layer of healthcare capacity. Where does the city of Milwaukee lie in this respect?
So I don't have intimate knowledge of, again, not working for the city of Milwaukee or being employed by the city of Milwaukee. I don't have intimate knowledge, again, on healthcare capacity or surge demand on healthcare capacity right now. But what I'm hearing, just looking at the nationwide news and information available, that there is a real concern about surge capacity exploding in the coming weeks, where hospital beds, ventilators, and key medical support and treatment may not be available for those most in need. I think that is problematic. So looking at new standards of care and triaging are likely going to be very, very important for hospitals and acute care facilities in the coming weeks.
And is it standard that city government and officials are in communication with both public and private healthcare administrators in making sure that things are on the same page when it comes to diagnostic reporting, testing, and treatment recommendations? You know, how does the city act as a facilitator in this regard?
So that's a great point also. So again, when I was employed by the City of Milwaukee Health Department, we had ways of communicating electronically and conducting surveillance, as well as sending messaging to all healthcare providers within the community regarding diagnostics, clinical testing, treatment, and supportive care, as well as infection control within those settings. And that was pretty seamless, again, when I worked for the Milwaukee Health Department. I assume those systems are still in place, if not improved.
Gotcha. In addition to that, does the city have, in addition to being in communication with healthcare administrators, but for the rest of city operations, you know, there's waste, water, street repair, along with utilities that need to be maintained during a period of labor shortage, especially if people are made and choosing to be in their homes due to sickness or needing care. So does the city have a strategy in place that is automatic and, you know, making some adjustments, but typically in a situation like this that you plan for in a pandemic, what kind of strategy does the city have for its operations?
So continuity of government operations are part of that whole of community continuity of operations. And critical infrastructure such as water distribution, wastewater treatment, the electrical grid, the fiber grid, are all considered critical infrastructure that planning addresses, at least did address in the pandemic planning that I was involved, and really revolves around identifying essential services and essential personnel, and then prioritizing that in terms of ensuring operations are not interrupted for any significant time within a community. So I would like to think, again, those continuity of government operation plans are in place, if not activated. Maybe they're partially activated. They should be fully activated, given, again, the phase of the pandemic we are currently in.
So when you were meeting with businesses as a part of pandemic planning, how do local big businesses, you know, we've heard about small businesses closing, but there's still a lot of big corporations and businesses here that need to have a strategy in place. So what does that typically look like for big businesses in Milwaukee, such as Northwestern Mutual or U.S. Bank or a number of many large businesses that have hundreds of employees?
Yeah, so when I was, again, Director of Disease Control and Environmental Health for the City of Milwaukee, I had the opportunity to work with many large employers within the city to help them prepare and, more importantly, calibrate their planning in coordination with city and state pandemic plans. And one point I underscored over and over was that, you know, our community were their employees and their employees were our community. So we were working for, you know, mutual interests. There were co-benefits for us working together. And a lot of the planning dealt with sharing information, especially around the epidemiology of diseases as it emerged, sharing that information very quickly so they could, again, react accordingly. A lot of the planning involved exploring telecommuting options, for example, for their employees, cross-training employees that are in essential roles within their agency or organization, exploring the opportunity to hold virtual meetings or teleconferences instead of sending people on business travel, and then how to maintain facilities. There's strong interest by many employers on how to appropriately clean and maintain facilities over the duration of a pandemic. So all of these were the type of issues, and again, very well placed on in terms of concern on their part, because this is what is required to ensure assure continuity of operations for many of these organizations.
So on one last note for people to remember, what are your top recommendations for us on a personal level and then a work level and then citywide when it comes to Milwaukee at this time?
First and foremost is to take social distancing recommendations by local public health very seriously. To stay at home if you are symptomatic with illness or you have a known or confirmed exposure to disease. Certainly call your healthcare provider first. Do not go to the emergency departments, which are likely be overwhelmed. Avoiding non-essential gatherings and avoiding mass transit spaces like airports, bus terminals, and train stations. Avoid visiting high-risk elderly individuals in long-term care facilities or nursing homes. But it's important to check in on your neighbors, the elderly that are isolated during this time. There's ways of checking up on them that are incredibly important. Of course, practice good hygiene, good cough etiquette, good hand hygiene. This is the time to condition yourself to really routinely practice hygiene every single day. And then stay informed. Stay informed. The CDC, the State of Wisconsin Division of Public Health, and the Milwaukee Health Department all have websites that are constantly being updated regarding the spread of coronavirus within the community.
Paul Biadutsky, thank you very much.
Thank you, Audrey.
Paul Biadutsky is the former Director of Disease Control and Environmental Health for the City of Milwaukee. He joined me by phone, and you can find more of our coverage of the coronavirus at wuwm.com.